Hey, Mark White here. You know, in times like these, businesses need every advantage they can get to take care of their teams while keeping costs down. That's why I'm excited to endorse LH Capital's SIMRP plan. It's an innovative solution that not only protects employees, but helps companies save money. Don't miss out. Visit themarkwhiteshow.thesimrp.com to find out more. That's themarkwhiteshow.thesimrp.com. Let's empower your business, save money, and secure your future today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Located in Bessemer, Alabama, Bob Sykes Barbecue is a family-owned local tradition since 1957, cooking fresh meats over an open fire pit located in the dining room. Open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Bob Sykes Barbecue is closed on Sundays. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, check out bobsykes.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at HydrationL.com. That's Hydration, the letter L.com.
I encourage you to use Coronation for all your tailoring and alterations needs, but don't take it from me. How about from our friend Marty Rabin, lead singer of Shenandoah?
You know, you can't find anybody to hem a pair of pants for you, to pick anything up, but man, not only, you know, can they do that over their shop, she even made me a jacket. You know, a stage jacket that I wear. Got another one in mind for her to do for me here in probably a couple months. If you're looking for somebody to take care of that, your hem jobs, your alterations and all that other kind of stuff, Coronation. I guarantee you won't go bad. C-O-R-A Nation. It's fantastic. She and them gals in there do an absolutely wonderful job.
Located at 402 West Forest Street in Athens, Alabama, you can contact Coronation at 256-444-0077.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we cover a very serious topic, the topic of hospice. It's to help
us all understand better and grasp an understanding of hospice care, what that means. And to do that, I have someone who was actually in my Uber with me, a ride share. Her name is Sarah Lazenby, and she is Director of Clinical Services at Compassus. We're glad to have her with us right now. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Sarah.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
My dad had hospice care the last few days of his life. We didn't have to have hospice care very long. At that time, I realized how important it was to have those services, those individuals who came to help my dad in a time when he was going down fast, but he needed help. Hospice was there for us and my family, and I just can't thank the individuals enough who came to be there with my dad to give us comfort as well, to show us what we needed to do to try to give him comfort in his final days. So I know the experience that hospice brings to the table for people, and you are with, as I said, Compassus. Let's talk about your work as Director of Clinical Services there with your organization.
No, absolutely. So again, I am the Director of Clinical Services. Before I stepped into this role, I was known as RN case managers. What you probably had a lot of experience with was a nurse coming out to the house caring for your dad.
Yes.
So the great thing about hospice and what I do is I'm able to actually take all of the knowledge that I gained over the years, and I'm able to impart that into the nurses that work under me, whether they're RNs, LPNs, our aides, our social worker, our chaplain, just to really provide them with the education on the end of life and what that looks like and what we can do to really bring quality of life to our patients. One of the biggest misconceptions, and anytime somebody hears hospice, they think along the lines of what you experienced, which was, you know, we're in the last days to weeks of life, and that's not necessarily the case. So a lot of times we like to get people on, you know, and doesn't necessarily mean they're going to pass away in, you know, a month or 2 months or anything like that, but they have a terminal diagnosis. They've gone through all of the treatments that are out there for them, and they're tired. They've done everything they can, and now they want to stay home. They don't want to have to go to the hospital anymore. They don't want to have to keep on going to the doctor's appointments. And what we get to do is bring that quality of life to them at home. And we get to treat their symptoms and make sure that they live the rest of their life, however long that may be, as comfortable and as well as humanly possible for them.
Yesterday, I had a dear friend that was sharing that her mom had hospice care coming to their home. As you just explained, this is one of those things where she doesn't want to go to the hospital anymore to have to go through those treatments. And she wants to be at home in the comfort of her home. And that's exactly in this situation what this person wants. And, you know, when you say hospice care, as you say, there are a lot of people who, well, are they near the end of their life? And that's not necessarily the case. And to help us understand, you know, what hospice does, it's great to have people like yourself come on to share about that, because there are a lot of people out there who've yet to experience hospice. They have heard of hospice, but they may not have experienced it firsthand. And until you experience hospice firsthand, it's very difficult sometimes to share exactly what it's all about. And for me, I have a unique perspective, as I said, with my dad, and it was something that I will never forget, the kindness that was shown to us, just the way that they handled my dad. They were very, very kind and loving toward him and gave him comfort in the time that he needed it. When he realizes that for him personally, he was near the end of his life, that was his situation, but he had that comfort from the hospice nurses, and they were great to us, and I still stay connected with those nurses just so they know that I appreciate what they've done for what they did for my family.
Oh, absolutely. We often become a part of our patients' families. You know, we laugh with them, we cry with them, and we're just there for them at all times. And it's from the bottom up. All of us are are there holding hands and just doing everything we can to be there for them, because this is it's a true calling. Not everybody can work in the field that we work in. In fact, you know, I'll be out, somebody asks me if I'm a nurse, I tell them what kind of nurse, and I automatically get, oh my, that's got to be so hard. But for us, it's a privilege that we get to be there for patients and their families and what's their darkest moment, and bring them hope.
At what point did you decide that this was the path you wanted to take as a nurse yourself, Sarah?
It was actually before I became a nurse. It's actually what led me into nursing. I had both of my grandmothers passed on hospice. One was not on hospice very long. In fact, she passed the day she was admitted. But again, it was that kindness. But it was also the strength of my grandmother at the end of her life. She was diagnosed with stage 4 terminal lung cancer, and she went and she got all the treatments. And she went through experimental trials. And then one day she said, hey, I'm done. I don't want to do any of this anymore. And even before hospice had come on board, she had a bucket list, and she just cracked me up. And she had just the greatest attitude about everything. One of the things she wanted to do was try crab legs, because she had gone her entire life without ever having crab legs. And
nice.
I asked her why. And she was just like, it just seems like a lot of work for so little reward. So she ended up getting to eat those crab legs. And she was like, no, I was right. That was a lot of work for so little reward. But just watching, and at that time she had home health nurses that would come in, but just watching the care that she received, the love from the family, the love from just everybody that got to know her, really got me started thinking about hospice nursing and getting into the nursing field in general. I actually originally started out working in trauma. I worked in trauma ICU for a while, and I was always drawn to, because unfortunately we couldn't save everybody. That was our goal, and we did. We saved a lot of lives, but there were some that we just couldn't save. And it was the education of sitting down with the families and talking to them about the prognosis and what things were going to look like so that they could make the most informed decision for their loved one. So after that, I always knew hospice was going to be my calling.
Sarah, what's the difference in palliative care and hospice care?
So that's a great question, and that's one that not a lot of people know. Palliative care is more symptom management. You can still seek aggressive treatment. So the cancer patient that wants to continue receiving chemo or radiation, they can have palliative come into their home and kind of help manage those symptoms more aggressively. Hospice is, again, you have that terminal diagnosis and aggressive treatment is no longer being sought. We're not doing chemo. We're not doing radiation. We don't want to go to the hospital anymore. At this point, the patient and the family just wants them to be comfortable. Now, that doesn't mean that we walk in and discontinue all medications and start morphine and start Ativan and start all the drugs that, you know, are really scary words for people. We still manage all those symptoms. So if you have heart disease and you need your blood thinners or you need your antihypertensives, we're going to give those to you, but we're going to manage everything at home. So if we have a respiratory infection or a UTI or a fall or anything like that, we just manage all of that in the home.
Does Compassus have opportunities for people to volunteer, Sarah?
Yes, so many opportunities for people to volunteer. That is actually one of our greatest needs. Volunteering for hospice can come in many forms. We have a couple of volunteers, and they love going out and seeing our patients. They love going and sitting with them. And sometimes we have patients and families, you know, where the primary caregiver, they need to go to a doctor's appointment, but they just need somebody to be able to come and sit with their loved one while they go take care of themselves. So we'll have a volunteer come in and spend an hour or two with the patient to make sure that somebody's there with them and that they get that companionship. We also have people that come into the office and they help us do things like put together admission packets or help us answer the phones or anything like that. Currently, we're trying to expand a little bit. We have pet therapy. We're looking for music therapists. We're looking for a hairstylist because my precious little old ladies, they still want their hair done and just need a good haircut or have their hair curled, a photographer to capture those precious moments and the last 6 months of life with a family. So there's so many opportunities for volunteers, and it just absolutely means the world to our patients and what they can bring to the table, even if it's just something as simple as sitting and reading to them.
And Sarah, how can people connect with Compassus, your organization, as we talk about palliative and hospice care?
Absolutely. So they can call us at our office, and that number is 256-772-3144. They can look us up online to get connected with us. And if anybody's interested in volunteering, you can search for Compassus Volunteers on Indeed.com.
Very good. Sarah Lazenby, it's been great to have you here on the show today, Director of Clinical Services with Compassus. I enjoyed it, and I hope that we can connect later on and talk some more. If there's other issues that come up and things that you want to talk about, you'll be welcome here on the Mark White Show.
Absolutely. I appreciate you having me today.
When we come back, folks, we'll have Amanda Moore joining us as she talks about seeds of hope. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to the Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Located in Bessemer, Alabama, Bob Sykes Barbecue is a family-owned local tradition since 1957, cooking fresh meats over an open fire pit located in the dining room. Open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Bob Sykes Barbecue is closed on Sundays. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, check out bobsykes.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at HydrationL.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Maya, and you're listening to The Mark Show.
And we're back. As advertised, I have with me right now Amanda Moore with Seeds of Hope Support Services. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Amanda Moore.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Tell listeners about Seeds of Hope Support Services, how this effort started.
Several years back, about 8 years ago, I started a ministry in Marietta, Georgia at my church. It was called Seeds of Hope, just to support special needs moms. I'm a special needs mom, and I had found myself in a place where I felt isolated and alone, and none of my friends or family were walking through the same things that I was walking through. So I just felt the Lord really placed on my heart that, you know, we were not made to be alone. We were made to be in community, and that if I didn't have any other moms that were caregivers or women that were caregivers in my life, it didn't mean they don't exist. It just means I hadn't met them yet. So we started Seeds of Hope, and it was a great ministry there. We moved here a couple years ago, and so now we have established ourselves here in Athens.
When you first started the effort and you were looking for these moms, how long did it take before you found the first mom to join and lock arms with you?
Oh, not long at all. In our first meeting, we had 15 moms show up, and I didn't know them all. They were friends of friends or neighbors of friends that heard we were doing this, and so the word just spread from there. It helped me out of my hole of knowing I'm not alone. I love to connect with people anyways. It's just something that has always been encouraging for me. And so what I learned was there are other moms that have been through what I'm going through, and their children are older. And so it's always a blessing to be able to hear those moms explain their journey. It kind of gives you some light at the end of the tunnel, or to know that, you know, there are options for what you're walking through. So it has brought hope to my life. And what I love about it is that it's not my effort. It's a group that we really pour into each other. And so all the moms are planting seeds of hope in one another. It's building a relationship and a community of moms that are committed to making sure that no one feels alone in this path that we walk.
That's really great. And what were some of the struggles that you experienced as a special needs mom that you felt like you needed support and then also wanted to support others because of that?
Sure. As a special needs mom, you know, we have to walk through different things. So I had struggles in school with getting services for my son that he needed, and really just with him even adjusting to that. There's a lot of layers to special needs. Every story is different. Every disability is different. My son in particular is autistic, and that is a really large spectrum of different symptoms. And so he dealt with, you know, difficulties in school and difficulties with relationships with his friends, and everything your kids go through, you kind of go through with them. So it's not easy to watch your kids struggle with anything. So those were the kind of things that we were walking through. Right after Seeds of Hope began, I was feeling almost like had imposter syndrome, because I know there are some moms that have their children are more disabled or differently disabled. And that shut me down pretty quickly when just days later, my oldest was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. And so we got thrown into medical disability at that point. And I thought, okay, I'm not going to complain anymore. I'm just going to, you know, I'm just going to connect with moms.
So how big is the group now?
The group here in Athens, we have a private Facebook group, and we have, I believe, 280
wow.
or so in the group. The majority of them are caregivers, female caregivers, or moms with special needs. We have a couple of people in there who might work with special needs in the community and just wanted to be a support. But yeah, we grew pretty fast on that end of it, and it's been unreal to see the need for connection. Just the special needs world can just be so isolating. Like I said before, you know, you don't always have friends and family that understand the struggle of it. You don't always have friends and family that are walking the same path. And so It's very easy to find yourself isolated or depressed, overwhelmed. There's decision fatigue and there's caregiver fatigue. You know, it's all real and it's hard. You know, we do a lot of great things in the community for our kiddos with disabilities. I'm very thankful for that. But behind the scenes, we've got moms that are working day in and day out, 24/7, you know, caring for the kiddos they need help too. That is kind of the driving force behind what we do, is making sure that moms know they're not in it all alone, that you can find resources in the community and we're better together, we're stronger together. And I really have seen this. We have several moms that meet monthly for coffee, and these groups have meant so much to them. We don't have necessarily, you know, a set topic. We just meet together and we talk about what's going well in our life and we talk about the challenges of our life. We really just meet for coffee like you would meet anybody else. But instead of it being someone you're already friends with, you're making a new friend and you're sharing experiences. And through those shared experiences, we just find encouragement and strength.
When it comes to the support services, education, and training, give some examples of training and education that you offer.
Okay. Well, we're brand new. So we started in September last year. So we have, you know, a bucket list of things that we would like to do. And then we have things that we have done. The type of training we would like to offer is to churches or organizations or businesses that want to be able to either receive or accommodate someone with disabilities in the community. Or, you know, we would love to see organizations and communities open their arms to parents of children with special needs, like just to kind of be aware that that is, that's a hard job and we don't always see it because they're not around so much. They're usually at home taking care of the things that need to be taken care of. So they're like silent heroes that don't, you know, no one, or many, you know, many people don't think of. So we would like to help train people how to interact with, sometimes when you don't have a personal experience with something, it makes it awkward to talk about. You don't want to say the wrong thing. So oftentimes nothing gets said. So we kind of want to take that away, like the taboo, you know, the whole stigma of anything, and just say, you know, we're going to make mistakes, but how do you interact with someone? What do you need to do, you know, to engage a parent of special needs and just make sure that they are welcome and seen? One of the most powerful ways that I have seen this work is just the most simple thing. And it's just asking this question, what can I do? Like, what do you need in order to make this easier for you and your family? It sounds so simple, but I have had moms break down and cry because they've never had anyone ask that before. They don't want to feel like a burden on anyone. So they're the last ones who will show up and say, I need you to do this and I need you to do that. So anyways, I think that simple question, if we could all learn to just say, hey, I see what you're doing and I want to be supportive, but I don't know how to do that. So can you tell me what you need? What's something I can do, you know, what's something that you need particular? And then give them some time to think about it and then follow up on it and make sure that they, the things that have come across from that question are so simple. The answers that have come from moms are like the most simple things, and they're real easy to provide and to help. And so I think we forget sometimes that it's okay to not know what you're asking for when you're reaching out to someone. But I think it's just the care behind it and to know that someone cares about you and someone wants to support you. I think that's what's going to come through the loudest to that mom, and she's going to feel encouraged by that.
Amanda, how do people connect with Seeds of Hope Support Services?
You can find us on Facebook. We have Seeds of Hope Support services, a 501c3 page. And then if any mothers or female caregivers want to join our private group, that is Seeds of Hope Athens. And we're on Facebook with that group as well. My email is seedsofhopeathens@gmail.com. And I would love to connect with anyone who has any interest in this work at all.
Excellent. Amanda Moore, Seeds of Hope Support Services. We're glad to have you here on the Mark White Show today. Thank you for reaching out. And thank you also for connecting me with Jimmy Lynch. It was a great conversation, great show, and I appreciate him. We're going to have more conversations, and I'm sure we'll have more in the future as well.
Okay, sounds great. Thanks for having me on.
Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and also subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15228 Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing. Member SIPC.
Shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.